Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The wedding was a stunner, and they had a band, and it was great. Let me tell you about my motel.
All right, I'm going to ignore. I'm going to ignore the picture you just sent me.
Mike, that's the coup de grace of as we were checking out. That's after I found the roach.
Oh, hey, there's zebras walking down the road. I'm Jimmy Cerrito. I'm in here with Seth Rogen. Look at them. They just don't look like they don't know where they're going.
Jimmy's selling zebra wings.
Family, I totally think that's a smuggler. Figured, when they saw him with a backpack, yeah, and they gave him a head start.
They figured it out. They're like, here's the cash we have. People would do anything for their kids.
Would you, Rob?
Which kid?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I certainly get on this show and complain enough.
Yeah.
Every now and then when it sounds really good, I just have to say, coming out of Washington today, the sound could not be better.
Oh, I love it.
Very, very pleased
big
for
win.
A Monday.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
That's
welcome to
win.
The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Boone, North Carolina. If you said to me,
yes,
you have to move, and we've got a place for you in Boone, I would say, maybe I'll do it.
Mike, I lunched in Boone yesterday. That is my tip in for the cities. That's where Appalachian State University is.
Okay, I'm gonna quiz you on it.
Okay.
Because it's up in the mountains.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, lovely. Lovely.
I'll pick your brain on that. Needles Highway, South Dakota. That sounds like a tough place.
That's an actual road. Needles Highway.
Would it be pine needles?
I think they're hypodermic needles.
You went right to the joke with no waiting.
Well, people don't like to wait around.
Yeah, I mean, you could really, let's try it again.
All right.
Where I'll say Needles Highway, and then you ask me, do you think it's pine needles?
Okay.
And I'll show you what I really wanted to do.
Okay.
Also, Needles Highway, South Dakota.
Needles Highway, that sounds like a tough place. Do you think those are pine needles?
I don't know, but when I was there, I saw a lot of people who were extremely thin. And then you would have. All right. Gardner, Montana. Timpaki, Crete.
Yes, Crete.
Sedona, Arizona. And the People's Republic of Bangladesh. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And delighted to have you along on a fact. You know, it's funny when I start thinking about locales and the fact that we were out at Grand Teton National Forest. We have a story down here in Florida of a missing person who, a young lady, really pretty young girl, who they just found her body over the weekend in outside of Grand Teton's National Forest.
That's a national story. Yeah, it's been up Gabby. There as well. Yeah.
Gabby Petito. And
brutal.
It is so effed up with the fiance's family, who I guess they're protecting him, and then he didn't.
They still don't know where he is, right?
Yeah,
he's missing.
As of 2 days ago.
Right.
They don't, and they say he's been missing since Tuesday, and somebody saw him with a backpack.
Let me ask you this. I see these stories, and look, I'm not blaming anybody. I know there's a new generation out there, and kids can do what they want, and it's like you can't hit them anymore. All these things that I don't understand. But if my daughter said, I'm going in a van, not down by the river, but across the country with my beau, because we're so in love and we think we're Lewis and Clark, and we're going to figure out what the Louisiana Purchase was, I would say, F no.
Oh, are you talking about in the great tradition of being able to control what somebody that's an adult is going to do? Like, you're going to say, I forbid it? You can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
I mean, the Taliban worked it out.
The Taliban's a repressive regime. Here's the United States of America, So, I mean, I understand your sentiment.
Yeah.
But also, I have two unmarried daughters
you
who
know
have boyfriends,
up.
Long-term boyfriends, mm-hmm. both of them now. And if they, first of all, they both live together. One of them lives in my ex-wife's house, and the other lives out in Los Angeles. So, I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's kind of where it is.
You have to be careful,
they're
Oscar,
so
because if you, but
they're
if you,
so young.
If you prohibit it, if you really put your foot down, you make it all the more desirable.
I don't know if my parents prohibited a lot for my sister. She turned out okay. They gave her a lot of barriers.
This is just a very weird
guardrail.
Maybe an aquarium.
Yeah,
to live in.
And it's you know, we're dealing with it down here, and the
it's
weirdest
sad.
Thing.
It's terrifying, and it's sad.
September 1st, 2021. The fiance, whose name is Brian Laurie, Laundry rather, returned, that's L-A-U-N-D-R-I-E, returned to the couple's Northport home where his parents also live, where his parents also live.
All right.
That was on September 1st. The white vehicle that Gabby Petito and Laundry had been traveling in was later recovered by police at the home. It was processed. And there was some material in there that authorities will be going through. Well, that's what they said. On September 11th, 2021, after not being able to get in touch with her, Petito's family, who lives in New York, reported her missing. This was Saturday evening, September 16th. It just goes on and on.
It's like a 7-day, or no, I'm sorry, an 11-day gap or something like that where they finally report her missing. They can't say, they can't charge anybody because it's a missing person. They can now because they found the body. And you sit there, and as a parent, and I'm not even a parent, right? I'm just thinking these kids are in their early 20s.
Yep.
And they're TikTokers. And Mike, you know how I became aware of this? TikTok.
Internet.
Of all places.
TikTok.
Early
Internet.
On. Days ago. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Days ago. I started seeing this. I'm like, is this fake? I hope this isn't fake because they're really going all in on this.
Right. And there was a time when she was missing and the boyfriend was still, they still knew his whereabouts, right? So now he's in hiding and they found the remains that are likely her. And it's a horrifying thing.
Well, let me share with you what, and we don't do serial stuff normally on this podcast, but we can do whatever we want.
We talk about monster cereals.
We usually
eat
cereal
do
for dinner.
This is September 16th. This is just a few days ago when it gets interesting. In a letter read by Stafford, the Petito family attorney, his last name is Stafford, during the police's Thursday news briefing, the missing woman's family begged, this is Gabby Petito's family, begged for her fiance's family to help in the investigation. That's right there. That's the only factoid that I'm looking at going, what's going on here?
Right.
22 years old. Gabby
this is the quote. Please, if you or your family have any decency left, please tell us where Gabby is located.
Yeah.
Tell us if we are even looking in the right place. All we want is for Gabby to come home. Please help us make that happen. He said Petito's family reached out to Laundry's family earlier in the month for any information on her whereabouts, but his family refused to answer. Now, I understand the guy. If the guy's guilty of something hinky, which it sure as S looks like he is, but he said, we haven't been able to sleep or eat and our lives are falling apart. That's what their letter said. After several days, both Petito's family and police pleading with Laundry's family to cooperate, investigate, their family requested police to come to their home Friday where they share. So the family, September 17th, finally requests police to come to their home. And this is this past Friday.
Yes.
Where they share that they haven't seen Brian since Tuesday, according to a police post.
Giving him what is a 4-day head start
to go into hiding,
to go anywhere in the world.
Incredible. I mean, just incredible.
Which I guess would make them ultimately accessories if it's proven, right?
I agree. But what's also fascinating, Mike, in a world of, I would say, internet detectives, the police found so many clues from TikTokers and YouTubers going through all their videos that they posted, and to the level of detail of finding the book that her boyfriend, who has now disappeared by the way, was reading, and the book that he was reading had context of how to make someone disappear.
Oh, like in the, oh, wow.
In the videos that they were just shooting candidly for their channel.
That's like not even, that doesn't even like the, take the requirement of like searching his hard drive. He's got a book.
It's the, but it's in the distance.
Yeah, but they were able to figure it out. That's wild.
The reason I bring this up is because locally it's all over the news here because they're searching for this guy up at this reserve.
East Naples, right?
It's called, no, it's north of here. It's called Carlton Reserve. I don't think that's east of Naples, but it could be. I mean, that's where the wilderness.
Yeah, this is what I'm getting. Yeah.
The inner part of the state, the middle part of the state, you know, far away from the coastlines. That's where
I just saw. Well, let me look at a headline. I was like, shocker. Mike lives near a trashy area.
No. How dare you?
Hey, listen, I live in Florida. You're not, you know, you're a stone's throw from a trashy area anytime.
Mike, the T. Mabry Carlton Jr. Memorial Reserve is a county park in Sarasota County.
Yeah, so it's north of here.
North.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the mailing address is Venice, Florida.
I'm looking at it on a map.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You can send a letter?
Let's see.
A sternly worded letter? Dear sirs, we are most dissatisfied with the amount of people murdered at your park.
Do you have an
huge, but it's not far from the major artery, Route 75.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's
an hour and a half from where I live.
I think that's a smokescreen. The family,
I totally think that's a smuggler where they saw him with a backpack and they gave him a head start.
They figured it out. They're like, here's the cash we have. Here's the cryptocurrency that I mined years ago. Yeah. Move on.
Johnny Bitcoin.
People would do anything for their kids.
I don't. Would you?
Oh, no. If my kid.
Would you, Rob?
Which kid?
That's the first one of the week. That's the first one of the week. And I won't even make him answer. That is the first one.
No, you know what? I don't think I could. I really
I don't think I could either. No, there's justice and decency and right. And this is right and wrong.
Murder.
You know, at the top of the mountain, this is right and wrong on a big neon sign, right and wrong. This is not subtle little shades of this.
Yeah, no gray area here.
And by the way, does the kid come home? This Brian Laundry kid, does he come back home, walk into the house and start sobbing to Mamo and Dadu that
it was an accident?
That he killed her by accident. He doesn't want to die or go to jail.
22 or 23?
Yeah.
And so he's
a baby too.
But he's still living at home at 22 or 23, which means he's probably manipulated his folks quite a bit up till
now. Yeah, they wrote it in a weird way, right? Where they return to the home where they live with his parents.
And you know what? I don't fault anybody for anything. I know times are tough, but if you're 22 or 23 and you're still willfully living at home, you're manipulating your folks somehow.
Well, I lived there till I was
totally agree with
that. Great place to live. I didn't manipulate anybody.
Well, no, but you had a better spin. You called it your roommates.
On your old show, didn't you call them your roommates?
My roommates were hassling me the other day. Might have been my mom and dad, but they were happy.
But it's not, you know what, that is a factor for me. That's something I think is worthy of consideration.
Yeah, the factor.
Factor. That's right, Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah, it's a factor. Look, the bottom line, a guy's guilty. You know, don't we wish we could do shows like that sometimes?
No.
Look, you know, well, here's the thing. They had a fight, got out of control. She hit her head on a rock. And, you know, and he's guilty. Now he's on the run and his folks are helping him.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
We actually need someone like on our guest list that says, okay, legal story, disappearance, probably on the brink of being disbarred, but they'll come on the show. Let's take them.
Do we have the serial music handy anywhere?
Do we
have that?
Yeah.
Because you know what? When I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking, look, they knew that something was hinky early on.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it not being easy to put surveillance on this guy, but they could have done a little something.
How
something.
How long do you wait to hear from your kid before you call, like, in a panic?
Oh, you're talking about the Petito family up in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, although that guy does look like he wants to tear somebody's head off.
Now.
You know, he does it. You know. Yeah. But no, I can say the same
thing. When's the last time you talked to Catherine?
2 days ago.
Okay. What about Elizabeth?
Probably the same.
See, that's what I'm saying. 2 days. And
yeah, but it could
and
be.
And you're not
Oscar,
involved at all
Oscar,
in their lives.
That was after weeks and weeks.
Oh. Well, then.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. I say a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks is how long it goes.
Did you get a text from them?
We chat, we do text, okay. We do FaceTime. Elizabeth was playing Minecraft with Michael online. So we have interaction. I know that Catherine is frustrated, right?
You see him on social media.
I know about my daughter's life.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know the name of the restaurant that she works at now, that she's gotten back to work after the pandemic. I know that they, I can throw this out at you because I don't think it's going to get back to her.
Big deal.
But she was frustrated because she goes into this highbrow joint in LA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she's slinging drinks. She's a bartender.
Yeah.
Then this is her first weekend back. She's working. She finds out they tip the food runners more than they tip the bartenders.
So what she saw, Mike, was inequity.
Inequity. Servers taking home. One server took home $740.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that a tip night or what?
Of course.
They tipped out a couple of the bartenders.
Tip week.
A couple of the bartenders got tipped out $40. From the same night.
Well, if nobody
and it's a craft drinks.
Oh
place.
My god!
So they're slinging the fancy drinks and making.
Right.
Anyway,
she should
that's
switch,
her.
Switch
so that's what I know about her. Elizabeth just wrapped up doing some work down at Arlington National Cemetery, and that's cool. But the answer to your question is, don't you put somebody on this guy? This is where I think, you know, we want to talk about the issues of police misconduct,
right?
I don't think we often enough talk about just poor police work.
Yeah.
I think that these people in Northport should have been a little more aware of what was going on in the house. You can't peel off a guy during one shift to just sort of keep tabs on the game.
And why didn't they just
keep
him?
Well, he wasn't really an interest. He wasn't a person of interest or whatever.
We all have to be our own advocate. We've all seen Gone Girl, you know? The family's got to ring the bell.
Oh, you mean, so, yeah, okay. All right, I understand what you're saying. Family come down from New York, find out where, camp
the
out. So there certainly were people out there.
Find the hot, smoke show that's banging Ben Affleck and figure out that they had some infidelity issues. Right?
I get it.
But
I get
when
it.
You talk about bad police work, I think you have a point, is that those few days when she was missing and his whereabouts were still known, they probably should have kept a closer eye on him.
Probably.
Nothing illegal about that. There's nothing that infringes on his rights.
We don't have the manpower.
Just
and by the way, last night, as of 6 o'clock, they called off another search. They've been searching this reserve for 3 days, I think. Two or 3 days.
Mm.
And I guess they still have it on good authority. He might be there hiding out in this area, but that sounds hinky as well. It's just a very weird. And you know, at the end of the day, just like when there's a baby in a well or a beautiful, young, you know, innocent girl, which everything pointed to her, you know, maybe she had some issues. It sounds like it with that traffic stop. But boy, God, that sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks when somebody's that young. You know what I mean?
If I had a daughter, that story alone would terrify me.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, how does this happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I happen to know personally both of my daughter's boyfriends. I do. And they're both nice guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for that. But at the same time, you never really know.
No.
So it's a frustration. You can't put anything
on them. That's why you
got to
run a credit check on them, especially the long term.
Well, you know, maybe you're right.
Maybe I should.
But it's
I don't think it's a matter of this financial solvency.
Well, there's Rob, you would agree there's that broken home factor too.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, you have to be careful. You have to be careful with what you prohibit.
You didn't mean to break it.
It was fragile.
My home?
Yes. Yeah, that they lived
all
in when you were a kid.
Mike, homes are fragile.
You know what? We are in contact with Catherine Elizabeth on a regular basis. I am extremely thrilled that they are all going to be under the same roof for Thanksgiving this year, which is about as exciting as it gets for me.
They're coming there?
They're coming down here to the crazy land of South FLA.
That's fantastic.
It's going to be fun. But, you know, getting back to this story, it's just, I know you want to talk about the girl's parents, but I'm talking about the fiance's parents.
Oh.
What kind of low life form does this crash?
Yeah, that
makes another family go through this
without any
engagement whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to speak to them? Not going to speak to the police? Jesus.
What's I guess, heartbreaking. 2 days ago, I saw a press conference, Mike, Saturday, where the chief of police said that the boyfriend, now suspect's parents, would only discuss the disappearance, as you mentioned earlier, of their son and they had their attorney counseling them the entire time. Screams guilty. Screams guilty.
Yeah. It screams guilty, and it just seems weird. Now, with that said, I understand that if you are the victim of a certain circumstance, that you have to realize that a case like this, people go bat-ass crazy really quick. Everybody wants to be a junior G-man. I say that does it look like this guy is guilty? Incredibly so.
Yeah.
But do we have any facts? No, we don't. We don't even have a formal identification of the body yet. But it's probably her.
And the thing
and
that
it's
bothers
probably
me,
something going on with him because he's fled. He's gone. He's in the wind.
If he was even innocent with an explanation or guilty with an explanation, he would have come forward by now, don't you think?
Sure.
Of course.
Absolutely. And you see this stuff all the time that happens. At the same time, you're talking about other couples out there. You know, it's been a bad year for people hiking around the United States. There have been some, you know, there's some weird folk out there. Let me tell you, I never, did I talk about when I rolled into what state? Idaho. And I was in a casino in Idaho. After Spokane, that I went to a casino
in Idaho.
You mentioned
going to the casino, but you didn't mention anything crazy.
Did I ever mention that? Yeah. Let's think. The place you guys know that's close to Washington, D.C. is called Charlestown.
Correct. Yes.
All right? And I think we've probably joked over the years. Hollywood Casino, Charlestown.
If you look at their Yelp review, Mike, Charlestown, 5 years running, stickiest poker chips in town.
We have probably talked about it's kind of an oddball magnet, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go out to Idaho and check out the Circling Raven Hotel and Casino. And
hold it. It's really called that?
Well, it's on an Indian reservation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's, and the golf course is called the Circling Raven.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. And let me tell you something. It's a different world. It's a totally different world. Everybody I saw in that place, but no, I don't want to say everybody. I'm going to say 80% looked as though you could easily be put into the back of a van, taken to a farm somewhere in the middle of the pine trees, and buried alive for, you know, your remaining hours.
Oh, no.
It was, I mean, I'm looking around like, wow. I looked at these people. It was very strange.
To give you pause and not play?
Oh, God, no.
As a matter of fact,
I don't have to worry about other people, Oscar. I play the machines.
And also, it made him think he had an advantage.
Which I didn't.
But you thought you did.
These people don't know how to run these machines.
Never change. So, what my point is, what makes me nervous is the idea of these wonderful young people that are so physically fit and so active. Then there's a lot of hiking that goes on.
Yep.
And I also think that out on these trails in national parks and on the Appalachian Trail and in the woods, we have so much unexplored territory. Well, it's explored, but we have so much open space in the United States. It scares me to think of the kind of people that are out there. You know, out there living in the woods.
Okay. They choose it.
But this story is not about that. This story
so
is
far,
about-
it's not. So far, it's not. Yeah. But I mean, I'd certainly love to hear what it really is about. They were obviously not getting along well when she was in tears.
Yeah.
And it certainly, at that traffic stop, appeared as though she was the one who had
aggression issues against
the issues.
Yeah. Right.
And he was more in control, but that doesn't tell you anything.
No.
So,
no.
You know, it's the serial, you know, that we're talking about right now. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens and see if indeed, you know, I'm waiting for the music. There it is. Jesus. God, sometimes it's just like, you know, sometimes it's frustrating.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's unrewarding.
It is. Meaningless.
I mean, you do like you'd run down to first base. But anyhow, it's scary. It's scary to me to think of the whole thing. Is he guilty? Is he not? Who knows? We'll be back with cereal on the Michael Mara Show. No, we're not. No. So anyway, that's enough of that.
Okay.
That's enough of that because I know, Rob, you went to a wedding and I just wanted to say your wife.
Stunning, right?
She's
whatever
guilty.
She had done, that is spectacular.
Yeah. Well worth the 14 hours.
Yeah, she looked fantastic. And I wish
take everything back I said.
I wish you could have seen her. I don't have a full shot of her in her dress. She was a head turner. I was so proud to be seen with her. And then also to see my daughter, who chose a dress that looked like it was out of the Marvel universe, also great.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was creative. It was right up her alley. It was on brand with Julia.
It was very, you know what? It was very Julia. But when she lifted her arms and it had like wings under it, I said, oh, how about that? And she said, yeah, I'm going to do my makeup to match it. And so she had.
She is, the way she, her style would scream graphic design.
Yeah. Yeah. And also.
Artistic person. She looks that way.
She fits in well in the artistic community of Virginia Commonwealth University.
Okay.
And so,
but she's happy down there.
Oh my God. She's delighted. You know, this is the first time I've seen her since the beginning of August. And it was really, really great. And because we met, we sort of, you know, we rendezvoused in North Carolina. She drove separate from us because.
Don't look at me like that, Oscar.
I think he's seizing up.
I wouldn't give you the fucking satisfaction.
Whoa. Oh, God. Whoa, we're friends. Settle down.
Jeez. You see, you can't do that. You can't say
you
we're friends.
You said rendezvoused.
Yeah, and you know what? I fixed it. Sometimes, you know, you can actually, you can correct yourself when you speak.
One day.
Not just sort of throw it out and hope for the best like you, who struggles with
Monday,
Can I ask you a question?
No, you can't. You can't, because here's what you do. You act like a dick, and then you say, I'm your friend, when you're not. You're not.
Well, I'm your friend.
All right, go ahead, friend. Here's the question.
Don't you two have, like, a good time with Podville and outside of work and stuff?
This is where we attack each other.
Yes, this is where it all... This is our traffic
Well,
stuff.
We all attack each other, though. We've always attacked
your
each other.
Your wife has had such a dramatic glow-up, as the kids say.
Okay, a glow-up?
A glow-up.
Is that the surgery?
No, it's the glow-up is, instead of grown-up, she's, like, glown up. Like, she's glowing. She's become a new person.
Okay.
And
yeah, I noticed that whatever, you know, it's still Carrie, but what had been done, it looks different.
It's Carrie 2.0.
It is Carrie 2.0.
And Carrie 2.0 has had the full operating software, literally, that said, I am looking for something new, that update.
Because he's my friend. That's why.
She looks 20 years younger than you. What are you going to do now?
And I actually, you know what? This is the first time. There are a lot of pictures taken, and there is one I put up. I actually put it
she
up.
She must have been thrilled to put on her dress and go out and be in public. And
she loved telling people, everyone to a person said, you look great. And she says, and the doctor says, over the next few months, I'm going to look even better. Because of the healing.
She said that was her standard.
That was his line. And you know
so
what?
So she's full of confidence
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely. And I, for the first time in my life, looked at a picture. I said, God, I look old. And I did.
Well,
but next to her, everyone does.
So she's happy with the results, even though we were afraid that she might bleed to death.
Yeah, the bleeding
when
stopped.
When she was on the table
the bleeding stopped days
ago. But I mean,
ago.
The bleeding stopped, I don't see. I mean, for all that time, she seems to have made a rather rapid recovery.
Healing like a magnificent
champ. She looks good.
It was a long procedure.
And how is her breathing and all that with her schnoz?
Very good.
That?
The healing. The one thing that is, and I don't think she'd mind me telling this, she wears something at night. Do you remember in Mommy Dearest? When Joan Crawford has
like
her
the retainer.
On. Yeah, she has what is known as a jaw bra, and she has to tape up every night.
Really, man, we didn't even have those at American University. That's pretty intense.
But it is. I do envision her getting up in the morning and starting 3 faucets and having the triple shower come down on her. Christopher.
And then she buries her face in a whole sink full of ice.
She's jogging behind a Packard.
Which, by the way, if I had the time in the morning to do that, I might do that on certain mornings.
I would just, Mike, if I had the time, I'd just watch Mommy Dearest every morning.
I'd love to have, by the way, Carla's doing the 75 hard.
By the way, I finally figured out what that was. God bless her. Jesus.
Yeah. Second time for her.
How do you
and,
do that?
It must be fun to live with someone who's going through
the
that.
Discipline. She handles it. She really does.
She doesn't put it on him.
Okay.
I wish I could say she does. Look, does it get tense sometimes? Yeah, it gets tense sometimes. But
also
I,
gets tight.
Know, she you know, she said,
I'm right, tense and I'm tight.
This is the joke, and this is the laugh I gave my wife first thing this morning.
Yeah.
She said, you know, in the 2-3 weeks that I've done this now, my eyes are clearer. I feel like I'm seeing better, and my eyes just feel fantastic. And I looked over at her, and I said, "Yeah, you look really, really good.
People
I can't believe
know.
It. I still feel when I wake up first thing in the morning."
Mike,
you know,
crossed his eyes. He's crossed his eyes. Oscar, do you know how to cross your eyes?
I don't think I can.
I can't either. I've never been
able I think to. You look great, Carla. Isn't she lovely, made from...
Yeah, but Carrie looks beautiful. You should let her know that. We're like... This
so
is,
we're, I told so her about Oscar different. And I Oscar different. And I think probably the, you know, the clock is ticking.
Did you feel any different? Because in the past, like, if Shannon... Even, let's say she got a boob job, right?
Right.
But I'm happy for her.
Sure.
Everybody wins in but my eyes, but she gets even just a degree hotter.
Yeah.
Right? She's great the way she is. A degree hotter.
Okay.
I hope she's not listening right now, but a degree hotter.
Did she get one?
No, but if she did, she would
get. Does she want to get one?
She's never mentioned this. Maybe
I. Well, I don't know. I keep putting money in. I keep putting money in the Patreon for
she's
it.
She's never mentioned it. She's never mentioned it.
I don't know if that's good or not.
Any women out there that want to do it, I say yes.
Yeah. And if she came to me, I'd say, you know, let's look at the budget. Okay. And then move on.
It's a tough time for doctors. Doctors need work. Let's employ our doctors.
Let's stimulate the economy.
Yeah. And each other.
Who needs an oven when you get new boobs?
Right.
Or a kitchen.
No boobs.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Are you at all intimidated now?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm thrilled because you know what? We've actually grown closer since the kids have moved out.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Not with the job bra on.
Well, no, you don't bother a lady who's wearing a job bra. You pick your moments.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And it surprised you and you guys are having fun.
It did surprise me. I think in a couple weeks, we might actually be road tripping to WVU to see a football game.
Oh, that'll be
and
fun.
And I am out of my mind excited. Robert needs to try.
Yeah, because it's like your dad. It's just like your it's your team too now.
Yeah.
Now the Mountaineers are your team.
Yes.
That's your team.
So
you have
cool.
a vested interest for the first time in your life. This is as close as it'll ever get for you to be an active sports guy.
Three sentences and you know what? It took him to make it negative, Oscar. It took three sentences.
You know what? This is the... Well, it's seriously... You ought to... Get into it.
Well,
I mean, not
fun.
Really, not fake into it like with the Redskins and
well, that,
then
was
with
a
the,
that was a
with
job.
The, with the job or with Iowa where you didn't care. This is the one where you ought to really, it would be fun. It would make for a fun Saturday. You like sitting in front of the tube watching golf.
They actually,
you ought to pop on a Mountaineers game. I'm jealous, Rob. You may say I'm being negative, but I'm jealous. I'm really jealous.
Robert texted me a picture of his seats from the stadium, and I think it was like on the 25, and it was so cool to see that packed stadium, and then we got to our hotel, and once they figured out how to turn the TV on, get to this later, I was able to find the game and
watch them. Rob had a great experience at the motel this weekend.
The worst, the absolute, and you know we've
don't
been
mention the name of the hotel.
I shan't.
Okay,
but it was the Days Inn. In West Jefferson. you know, we've been to football games, but it was so fun because it was against Virginia Tech. It was the big rivalry.
This is the rivalry.
This was the big rivalry game of the season.
Oh, the Techies came down.
And he was there.
Aren't they called the Hokies?
Hokies, yeah. What the hell's a Hokie?
But aren't they really heavy Northern Virginia, right?
So
they just pour in with their expensive SUVs and all that.
I got some of that on my wall. Boo! Yeah. Boo! Yeah. But he was there representing, and I found out one of the things he's still pledging, but it's going great, Alpha Sig. And his assignment during the game, he had to dress up as Waldo from Where's Waldo and photobomb as many people as he could.
That's
and
innocent
he gets,
enough.
And he gets credit.
Because he's so skinny and tall,
too. Oh, God, it's so funny to see him.
Do you have pictures of him as Waldo?
I think Carrie has one. If I can find one, I'll
if
bring one
send
in
tomorrow. Yeah. I would like. We got to take a break. Rob's going to talk about his trip, Oscar's got to step out. I'm going to come back with the homepage.
The thing. We're going to do the thing.
The world.
The world.
Still Miss Norm. We'll take a break. And Oscar's doing some stuff with the Lincoln Project, so he'll be in and out on the show today.
Right on.
When we come back, the homepage for ye. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you heard the latest bonus show? If you haven't, here's what you missed.
I'm just going to be back here with my candle.
Happy birthday, dear Carla.
Can't give me anything. Nothing.
Candle with the match.
get the way the match.
You're such a tiny little pinky.
I'm sure Dirk has photos of her hands.
I'm the devil, and I'm here to do the devil's business.
Yeah, well, you're going to get bitten in the crotch by a big stinky dog.
A physical calendar is the worst.
Why?
Unless it's all of David Hasselhoff or Dolph Lundgren. And
to my guys that love me, thank guys. You.
If you don't have a bonus show subscription, what are you waiting for? It's your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power delivered to your device every Friday. Be a part of the fun and get your subscription now at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Welcome back, my bookie.
Oh, it's so great to have them back.
We do. This Saturday, there will be blood. So head to mybookie.ag and get in on the UFC First Blood promotion. Here's the deal.
You're going
to
love Mike. This is great. This is great.
When any fighter on the main card bleeds, you win.
Huh?
Period. That's so gross.
But it's so great.
If the second you see blood, you get paid.
That's it.
With this bet centered around five main card bouts, including two title fights. I am so all over this. It's disgusting. You know, the octagon won't stay dry for long. Oh, my God.
I didn't write this copy. Just
take advantage of this opportunity to make some easy money with my bookie, Nick Diaz. Diaz has bled in three of his last four fights. God!
Mike, you have to check the Bleeding Almanac to get these stats.
And Robbie Lawler is a leaky faucet. So you know by the end of his five-round rematch, blood will be spilled. Oh, my God, I'm selling bleeding.
Yeah, Mike, I was bleeding to death.
Head to my bookie now and use the promo code TMOS to start off with a double deposit bonus. That's promo code TMOS to double your money so you can double your winnings with my bookie. And that's not all. If you deposit now, you also get a free entry into my bookie's $50,000 NFL Survivor Pool. That's a double deposit bonus, free money on UFC and a free shot at 50K. That's what I call a winning season. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. MyBookie.ag, light it up, and we're glad to have him back. That means it's football season.
Absolutely.
And
it's great.
I was thinking about that just the other day as to whether we had those guys coming back, and it's going to be a bloody good UFC match coming back. Yeah.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right, we're the awards people, Rob, so we can probably talk about it. Last night's Emmys lasted for more than 3 hours, and a big part of the reason was the guy who won for The Queen's Gambit, the director who would not shut up. He was a dick.
Now, I tell you what, I was blessed in the fact that I had a long ride home from North Carolina, so they were 90 minutes into the Emmys before I even started fast-forwarding through them, so I got through them pretty quick. I condensed his 3.5-minute speech. Do you want to hear him and what a dick he is?
Let me set it up for you,
please.
Because when you see this guy, and I did not watch, I bailed early on the Emmys.
You missed nothing.
It's just, CBS don't do award shows anymore, please. I mean, award shows are losing their ratings exponentially every year anyway. When you try, and I understand the pandemic, but they had their time to get ready for it. CBS, when you've got someone mentioning their spouse who's in the audience would really like to see the spouse on camera.
Yeah.
CBS, when someone thanks the star, you have to do it every time.
Yep.
You have to show them. I don't know what they were thinking. And CBS, Taraji P. Henson, when you have the greatest cleavage in the history of any award show, you don't show her from the cameraman who's down in the audience looking up at the stage. You idiots. You terrible. It's the worst.
It's so
worst. It's the worst technical coverage I have ever seen on an award
show. I think the rules are because, you know, it's television. Every network, they rotate. And, you know, next year it won't be CBS. But
horrible.
You know what? They really CBS'd it to the highest degree.
Yeah.
That's just what they do.
It was so, you know, from people looking from backstage out to check, which is just unheard of, that they've got a technical director back there or a floor manager back there that's peeking around the ground. It was done like a high school play.
Yeah.
It really was terrible. So this guy, Scott Frank, one of my favorite shows of the year was The Queen's Gambit.
And I can't believe it was eligible this year, because Carrie and I were talking. He said, didn't we watch that like 5 years ago?
It was fantastic, and it was well-deserved. But this guy, what a hump this guy was. And the first time they try to play him off, he goes, oh, they're playing me off. And he throws his hand forward, like dismissing it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he's offended, even though everybody else has the same standard.
Everyone has the rule.
And then it's not like he's giving any real heartfelt speech. He does talk about the star of the show at the end.
Yeah.
But, well, anyway, you condense
this
it.
Is, Let's depending on it. Where you start the timer, what you know, if you from his announcement or when the speech starts, it was 3.5 to 4 minutes. Here's the crux of it right here.
I need this.
All right, can you stop right there?
Yeah,
and then we'll play. Have you played?
Yeah.
So right there, you get, I'm not going to rush. Nobody's going to rush me at all.
No,
because I know you're all looking at me. So right away, he's a dick.
Yeah.
I need this.
Unfolds his speech.
Thank you very much. I accept this on behalf of my friends at Netflix. And Jennifer, your support has been nothing short of heroic. Really? No.
Okay, so he goes, really? You're playing
me off? I'm also grateful to the incredible array of actors, none of whom really needed much help from me, and all of whom, seriously, stopped the music. All of whom were somehow made what I'd written believable. Of course, I was also rather fortunate to have my friend Mari Heller embedded on the set to backseat.
What it is he is so outwardly a dick, they don't even know how to deal with it.
Yeah. He was horrible. He came across. He may be the best director to work with of anyway, but he came across. I don't know if it was nurse as just a turbo hump. Of the first order.
I agree.
An actor, even while sitting still in a chair for every scene, can deliver a moving and powerful performance. Bill, you're a national treasure. I think it's also important to note that this was Moses Ingram's first professional film role, her first time on a movie set. This was her first time on a movie set, and I have to say, you could have fooled me. Thomas, Harry, Jacob, Rebecca,
all right,
Sammy,
all right, I'm not
Christian.
Giving him the pleasure again. Anyway,
but he goes through the whole, I mean, it was distressing to me. To me, it was distressing.
What's that?
And because you know what I was thinking back to? Do you remember, it might have been like the 94 Grammys, when Sinatra was going on long and they literally went to commercial on Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
on his,
I mean, you just don't do it. Everybody's got their little thing. Jason Sudeikis, one lead actor in a comedy series for Ted. Ted Lasso.
Great.
And he went out. This is great. He was going to give a shout out to Lorne.
Yes.
And Lorne wasn't at his seat.
I actually, Mike, you know, that's funny. These are the two tapes I literally pulled
this morning.
All right,
this is great. Let's listen.
And there's a story behind it, too.
I want to thank folks at SNL. I want to thank Lauren, who went to go take a dump now. Perfect. He's going to get home. He's going to watch it. He loves watching the Emmys at home. It's fine. It's fine. Which home is the big question?
That's funny. Seth Rogen was the first presenter of the night, and he was funny. He delivered the ultimate roast, saying there shouldn't have even been a live ceremony in the first place. He said, quote, they said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us. We're in a hermetically sealed tent right now.
Can we roll back to Lorne for a second?
Yeah.
He was actually doing an interview because Saturday Night Live had just won, I guess, Best Variety or whatever they won.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't in the toilet. But I got so mad, Carrie actually said, calm down, is when he said about Norm Macdonald that we've had Weekend Update for 50 years or whatever, and Norm was one of the best. Never mentioning the fact that he fired Norm, and he would go up there and make it about the fact that we were a part of Norm and Norm was one of the best. I thought it very, very selfish for Norm to take that attitude.
Well,
I mean, I'm sorry for why am I lost his name? Lorne.
to take that attitude about
you. You mean Lorne Michaels taking the attitude that he shouldn't have even mentioned.
He shouldn't have.
He didn't have the right to mention Norm
McDonald. No, because they didn't get along and he ultimately fired Norm. So, I mean,
yeah, he fired Norm because Norm was making fun of OJ.
Yeah.
And who's the Veep out in Los Angeles? Is it Don Olmeyer?
Yeah.
I think he might have been the OJ friend
because
that
they
was
go
pissed
back.
Off.
They go way back. But anyway, I felt it, you know, as always, Lorne comes off as a little smarmy to me and he was extra smarmy last night. So there you go.
Yep. Yep. Let's see. As for the actual awards, The Crown won 7 with a total of 11. They won 7 last night and a total of 11 when you count previously announced wins.
Okay.
Ted Lasso won 7. So there's that. And, you know, nothing to change the downward slide of award shows.
No, not at all. Change. It was horrible.
Chris Rock has COVID, and it's apparently knocking him for a loop. Yesterday, he tweeted, quote, "Hey, guys, I just found out I should do my Chris Rock. Since I did Seth Rogen, I might as well
do it." Yeah, please do.
"Hey, guys, I just found out I have COVID." "You don't need that. You need the tall salad man. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated." Chris is vaccinated, by the way. On the Tonight Show back in May, he said he got the single shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So we wish him the very, very best. This is cool because I like Daniel Craig. I think he's a good actor. Uh-huh. He got choked up when filming Wrapped on No Time to Die, his last James Bond
That's
flick.
That's cool.
A new Apple TV Plus documentary called Being James Bond shows Craig addressing the crew. He said, quote, "A lot of people here worked on 5 pictures with me. I know there are a lot of things said about what I think of these films, but I've loved every single second of these movies, and especially this one, because I've got up every morning and I've had the chance to work with you guys. And that has been one of the greatest honors of my life." So they show him doing that. And it's a cool thing that he's saying that to
the
whole crew.
He appears to be a class act. And also, I think he's elevated himself. And I think they are currently shooting a sequel or planning a sequel to Knives Out, which I adored.
Yep,
so I'd like to see him work more because I think he's a good guy.
A new study has revealed the filthiest part of your bathroom. It is not the toilet or the sink, or the disgusting pile of clothes that your teen can't be bothered to toss in the laundry.
Really?
It is the toilet rack.
Hey, Mike, nice
rack. I'm sorry, the towel rack.
Oh, the towel rack.
Did I say the toilet rack?
Well, I thought you meant like
some people. The towel rack. Toilet rack.
Some people have shelves above their toilet, so I thought it might have been that.
It's the towel rack.
Towel rack.
The problem is twofold. One, researchers say the towel racks are rarely cleaned when people scrub their bathroom. Now, I have a towel hook that I put my primary bath towel on, but they should be these towel racks because damp towels are an ideal breeding ground for harmful microorganisms and bacteria. And two, towel racks and bathroom radiators attract dust, grime, mold, and mildew, which isn't just unclean. It can lead to irritated skin and even illness.
Mike, you know, we are more alike than you think because I also use a towel hook. However, Carrie does have a lovely rack.
I saw the pictures from
yes,
the wedding,
I know.
Which we'll hear more about later in the show. No, stop. Don't play
toilet
that.
Rack.
You have to send me that again. I just killed the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, no, you killed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always happening. The pandemic has disrupted a lot of supply chains, and the latest item to experience shortages, Lunchables.
A pony. Oh, no. It's all he eats.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Are you a Lunchable guy?
No.
I'm just making fun of him.
Parents have been complaining that they're having trouble finding Lunchables for their kids, and they've seen signs that say ingredient and labor constraints have put the product on allocation until next year. This is like everything. This is happening everywhere with lots of different... Look at shelves. Go into a store and look at the shelves. It's
you know
insane.
This is really sad. Kindergartners are now showing up to school with sardines.
That's right. Only really sophisticated ones. My mom and dad in Hartford used to go to Scholar's.
What is Scholar's?
Scholar's Deli.
Okay.
And they ate sardine sandwiches.
That's delicious.
And, they'd be sitting at the table or sitting on the couch. Remember we used to go to Scholar's, Bill, and we'd get the sardine sandwiches? Oh, those were great. And my sister and I are going,
it's like, kiss me, Mom.
Yeah. Lovely. The parent company Kraft Heinz said that they're facing difficulties, but that they're working fast and furiously to get back on track. So
good.
We wish them the very best so you can get your Lunchables, fake food. And now a little something. A 15-year-old boy in Britain underwent emergency surgery to remove a USB cable that had become lodged in his urethra.
Oh.
According to reports.
No.
According to reports, he was triggered by sexual curiosity and was using the cable to measure his manhood. And apparently that meant putting it inside for some particular reason.
I gotta go. This is not
Thankfully,
good.
Thankfully, he did make a full recovery, and there's more good news.
Yes.
He can.
Yes. Yes.
He can now charge his phone just by sucking on the cable. I don't know what that means. That was foolish.
Yeah. And
I
you know what? Don't think about means. It too much. Because it's fine.
That's just it's fine. What it is there. Yeah. We have to take a break when we come back. Do you want to talk about your hotel experience?
I would love to.
You seem pretty ramped up, and maybe Oscar might even come back. We'll be right back.
And now, a TMOS coronavirus update with P1 listener and healthcare frontline hero, Stephanie Larson.
Listen up, you filthy animals. This is Stephanie Larson. And as many of you know, I'm a nurse in Sacramento, California. I've been in the front lines of this fight against COVID-19 for over a year. This is not a hoax. It's not a joke. Unlike TMOS, it's not funny. People are dying. I see it every goddamn day. Do your part. Wear a mask and get vaccinated, you selfish p***s. If for no other reason, do it so we can see each other again at the next TMOS live show. Do you think I like schlepping my happy ass all over the hospital in 100-degree weather in a mask? F*** that. No, I don't. What the f*** is wrong with you people? Get vaccinated, you motherfuckers.
Wow.
She has an opinion, yeah.
Potty mouth. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret or exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Mm-hmm. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help. If you identify as crypto curious, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking for diversification...
Yeah, you know, split it up.
I read it wrong and then I tried to change it.
It's fine.
So I should read it correctly. Okay. Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started. See, it was whether you're looking to diversify and then I said, whether you're looking for, and I said four instead of two. And then I said, well, whether you're looking for more diversification, and I tried to change
it. You tried to save it. You know what? 9 times out of 10, you can.
I would tell a junior broadcaster that sometimes when you're trying to do that and you go for the larger word, you can really wreck the car. So just be aware of that, just from me to you.
Don't wreck whether the car, Mike.
Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It's a great time to get started. For a limited time, new users can get $5 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $5 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. So you had the big wedding this particular weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've already discussed how good your wife looked. And Oscar and I have both said that we think she's just, bringing out the new Carrie, getting ready to leave you in the dust.
Sure.
But you're prepared for that mentally, so I'm fine with that.
It can happen.
So you came in rather perturbed, said you had a good time at the wedding.
Well, let me say that the hypothesis of the story is congratulations to Jason and Caitlin, who were a fantastic couple, marvelous hosts. And Mike, I'd never had this before. It was sort of a destination wedding because we all met down in North Carolina, and then there were shuttle buses that took us to a barn on a river for an outside wedding that was
in Boone.
Yeah, it was just outside of Boone, but
in
that's
the mountains of North Carolina. Beautiful country up there, expensive country.
Yes,
up there.
And you cross southwest into Virginia. I mean, they were almost to Tennessee. It's down that far in the corner, and it was a gorgeous wedding. And Mike, how about this? They drop you off at the venue. And there is a truck with 3 beer taps on it. Do you want an IPA? Do you want a Miller Lite? Do you want a hard seltzer? Please help yourself and take it to the ceremony with you.
This is Oh, this is pre-ceremony.
Yes.
Oh, I give them a high five.
Well, you
and
see,
for all the drinkers in the world that love that, what a beautiful thing. Yes. Yes. Applause goes out to that family.
Things, one of Jason's businesses is he ran a food truck up here. And so he has access.
So the son is the groom.
The groom.
You're friends of the groom.
Exactly. And so we had a beer as we're waiting. And then they're starting the ceremony. You grab another beer. You go in and you sit. There's a beautiful rows of white chairs. Sun, a fountain. It's just a beautiful.
All right, let me ask you a question. Did you find that a la a live performance of any kind, that having the attendees get a little cocktailing in before the ceremony added to perhaps a lighter atmosphere?
It was very relaxed. And I'll put it to you this way. The celebrants' jokes were landing. You know,
okay.
Sometimes when someone does a wedding ceremony and they let off something like, you know, typical stuff like snoring or something like that, they fall flat. These were killing. And also, big credit, I think the service, top to bottom, maybe 15 minutes.
Okay.
Perfect.
They're my kind of wedding.
Right?
Absolutely.
So you have two beers, that's you sit down for 15 and then go back and everything is great. The wedding was a stunner and they had a band and it was great. Let me tell you about my motel.
All right, I'm going to ignore. I'm going to ignore the picture you just sent me.
Mike, that's the coup de grace of as we were checking out. That's after I found the roach. But we get there. We're on our way down. We leave about a little like if you were to have an early dinner, we leave about 6 o'clock on Friday. And it's, without traffic, a 6-hour drive.
Right.
And Julia was going to get there before us. Because she left earlier in the day and she was going to actually check into our room at the motel.
Okay.
And that way we don't have to worry about it. We actually put it in her name. She had our card information. So we're about 3 hours on the way down and it's perfect. There's no traffic. It's an easy drive. And I say, Carrie's texting and she says, how are things at the hotel? And she says, about what you'd expect. And I said, what do you mean? And because I've got Bluetooth, so I can text too just by hitting the steering wheel.
So Carrie and Julia go down before you?
No, I'm with Carrie. Carrie and I are both texting Julia, but it's a group chain. And Julia says, the power just went out. I said,
all right,
terrific.
Hold on. All I know is based on the photograph that you sent me. Is that from your room?
Yes,
or
please don't spoil it because
all right,
it was.
If that's from your, we have to take a break.
Okay,
we have to take a break.
That's the final discovery.
I mismanaged my time today. Folks, stay with us, please, because
please.
I'm really, if that's what I think it is.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How about
we'll take a break and hear about Rob's fabulous weekend when we come back, everybody.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
Bang. There he is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad, but
true,
that just creates dilemmas. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat.
Right.
Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. I love that no food is totally off limits. If you have an off day, relax. Noom will gently help you get back on track. It's all about the noggin. It's all about the inner government.
Yeah,
it's all
course.
About upstairs.
That's what it is.
If you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. One size does not fit all. Choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program to you. My wife came in today from work, and my God,
I mean, look
she
at her,
fantastic.
Right?
fantastic. I really give her credit. She gives Noom a lot of credit, too.
Sure, helps her out.
There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us. And I normally wouldn't have broken this up, but I have to hear more. So you are in the car. You're leaving at 6 o'clock. It's kind of a slog to get down there.
But
to,
you know what?
You know, if, 6 hours at 6 o'clock, getting in at midnight.
Not
that's
much,
a little tough.
Not much traffic. And the worst part is the last hour when you're in the mountains. I've never had so many S turns. You know, it's just, it's very dark and very windy.
What are you off on, 81?
Yeah, 81 all the way down. 81 is...
All right. Just so you know, and for people that have driven in that part of the world,
right.
This is for East Coasters that might be going from, say, New York, Boston, Baltimore, right. That area, to the South,
yeah.
Tennessee, that area.
That corner, Nashville.
I was going down to Florida, and I said, you know what? It's less traveled and more countrified on Route 81.
It sure
and I was,
is.
And I was trailing a boat, and I wanted to stab myself in the balls with a kitchen knife because it was
bad.
Such a horrible experience.
It's
a very windy
and
highway.
And it was dark, and it was, but you know what? And I keep texting back and forth to Julia, and Siri reads back to me, and she says, well, the power is back, but now I can just see that it looks like this was left in 1970. And I said, well, we'll be there soon. And she says,
so it's
okay.
A really crappy motel.
It's just the worst. So we get there, and the first thing is that we both, Carrie and I, have to pee, and there's no parking at the motel. But there is parking, and your son will appreciate this, across the street in an abandoned field. So that's where people are parking, is in the abandoned field.
So just to point out, this mediocre hotel has been punished for their mediocrity and their problems by being total capacity on a Friday night.
Well, what we found out is that not only was the wedding this weekend in that area, but it's also the big antique weekend where all the dealers show up. And Mike, it was also Merle and Doc Watson weekend. Now, if you know famous country...
Like bluegrass people?
Bluegrass, Doc Watson, big festival, and he's a big deal down there. So every room was taken. So Carrie said, yeah, I'm sorry about this motel. It's the only one I could get, and it was not cheap because they jacked up the prices because of the weekend. I said,
all right, while
okay.
I'm looking at this, please tell me what you paid a night.
It was $160 a night.
$160 a night.
But it's not. But Mike, you got to admit, it's probably a $59 room.
I would say probably, but or perhaps as I'm looking at this picture, maybe a $29.99.
Well, Mike, they don't include the salad bar. This punchline will make more sense later.
But, okay, roll on.
So we get in, and I notice that it's a kind of motel. Oh, and by the way, they put us on the second floor, and so we get up there to try to get in to go to the bathroom. Julia's asleep, so we have to wake her. While we're knocking on the door, I notice that it's one of those places that a lot of people have taken the office chair out of their room, and they're just sitting outside their room, you know, so they can smoke. So there's like chairs and chairs and chairs.
God.
And then...
I'm with you. I'm
and
with
then
you,
I Rob. And also Mike, I look around, I see an inordinate number of abandoned grills, charcoal grills that people have just left around, like three or four of them. So we finally
outside of the motel.
Yeah, and so I finally get into the room, and Julia is salty because we woke her up, and I said I gotta pee, and I say where's the light switch to the bathroom? She says, oh yeah, once the power came on, there's no light in the bathroom. And I said, okay. So I go in there and I play urinary roulette, knowing that if I hear water, I'm winning.
Wow.
And so
then,
Mike, it's only the next day when the light comes on that we realize the toilet seat is also broken, but that's just a bonus.
Oh my God. The hits keep on coming.
And so, but one thing I said to Carrie, and at this point, Carrie says, I feel that you're dissatisfied with the room. You're upset. I said, it's
so she
fine.
Booked the room.
Yeah. And I said, Carrie, it's fine. Sweetie, we're here to have a good time. I'm not going to let this. We're not here for the room. We're here for the wedding.
How far are you driving to the wedding?
We are 0.8 miles to where the shuttle's going to be. So
you're on top of it.
Yeah.
Location
is dead on. So right. I notice that as we're checking in, it says non-smoking room. I said, well, at least there's that. Because when you look at a room that's this old, you're thinking, this is rotten.
I can't take my eyes off your pictures.
So, Mike, I lay down in bed and I smell cigarettes. And I said, that's weird. And I smell the pillow. And it's not the pillow. I smell the... It's not the... Do you know that there has been so much smoking in this room the wood of the furniture smells like cigarette smoke. I swear that's where the smell is coming from.
You're in tobacco country,
from Rob. From the headboard. You know? So we say, you know what? Fine. We're going to buckle down. We're going to do this. And
just to get, using your best guess.
Yeah.
When would, and I'm, if there even was one.
Yeah.
Either when was the place built or when was the last renovation of the place?
I think the building.
And was there a renovation?
There was never. There was no renovation. Okay. I would say it's 1970. I bet you know what? A lot of people observe the bicentennial from this.
You think it's a 1976 motel?
I think it's a 1976 motel. And I mean, the touches are everywhere. Like the refrigerator, when I opened it, because I brought a six pack of beer, because I think ahead, the shelves were crooked, but could not be straightened because there was that much frost on the back of the refrigerator that held the shelves in place. It was just horrible. So
how
you know
about
what?
The way you were greeted when you checked? Well, you didn't check
didn't
in.
Check
you
in.
Just went right
All
up
I got
the
was a salty daughter. So we sleep through the night, and that's fine. And Julia goes and gets us some croissants and some coffee at Starbucks because, what are we, farmers? No, we can still be nice. And so she does this, and we get ready. And the next day is not bad because the whole day is wedding stuff. You know?
Then you're not at the hotel.
Yeah.
Or the motel.
Yeah, and we come home and we're plowed, so we fall asleep and we're good. And we wake up the next day and Julia has to arrange to go back. We shuttled back to our hotel, so our car was still at the other location a mile up the road. So they're going to get that. And I said, you guys go get the car and I'll pack up and we'll get out of Shangri-La and we'll go and get some lunch. And they say, great.
And so then you're going to go home.
Yeah, so we're packing and everything. I'm packing.
You're going home Saturday night?
No, this is Sunday morning. This is the
Sunday morning you're going home. Okay.
And also because this was our first time with Julia in a while, so we wanted to take her to lunch and do a little shopping and stuff. So while they're out, I'm packing. That's when I see the cockroach and I say, "Okay." And
alive or dead?
Oh, alive and moving. So I take the plastic cup that's wrapped in plastic and I undo it and I put him I capture him. I leave him on the sink.
Oh, you humanely capture him.
Well, what I did is at this point, and this might surprise you, Mike, is after the wedding and the next morning, I might not have been really at my most sparkliest. So maybe I just said, "Hey, buddy," and I trapped him. And then
What time did you wrap things up at the wedding?
Oh, we got into bed probably between 1:30 and 2.
And this is a wedding that started about 6?
Yeah, but also we came back and we did a little post-gaming in another hotel room, too. So, I mean, it was one of those.
So there were other people at the motel.
The whole supper club came.
Okay,
I don't think they all had the luck that they had with their room that we did.
That smelled like cigarettes and had cockroaches?
Because, a cockroach. And so I capture the roach and I've got everything packed.
Hey, listen, I know you captured one. Come on now. Your room had roaches.
I know.
How big was it?
It was an inch. He was, you know what?
Oh, like a palmetto bug.
No, not that.
Because that's that big. An inch is that big.
No, then less than an inch. 3/4 inch.
So it was an average size cockroach.
I think it was an adolescent cockroach. He had acne, so he was probably a teenager.
Okay, all right.
So I got everything packed up and staged at the door, and that's when I look back to make sure, you know, you do a sweep to make sure you haven't forgotten anything.
Yeah, especially when you're hungover.
And I go over to the fridge and I open it to make sure we didn't leave anything. And that's when I look down and see growing out from under the refrigerator in my motel room.
I am here to tell you, this is the truth. He has sent me photographic evidence. You have to put this up.
I will.
So people can see it.
I'll post it on the Facebook page. Mike, growing out from under my refrigerator is a mushroom.
A f***ing mushroom.
A mucking fushroom.
Growing on the carpeting. The maintenance of this facility. This house of horrors has been so meticulously laundered. They have cleaned this room so thoroughly that a full-fledged large like portobello style mushroom has grown out of the mother effing floor at the Days Inn in Bum F, North Carolina.
I just said, so when they get back with the cars and Carrie says, "Let's load up," I said, "Oh, no. Come here. And I said, "First, lift that cup." And the bug's there. And she says, "Ah, it's a bug." I said, "Yep, leave him. But here's the best thing." And I point to the fridge. She goes,
I mean, it's beyond gross.
Is that what I think it is? Because you know what?
Look, I've seen a lot of gross stuff. Bugs.
Yeah.
I've seen hairs.
Yes.
I've seen all that. This may be the net, because this tells me, and I'm holding it up right there. There's the mushroom right next to the refrigerator.
Mike, that's not only been unattended, that's been unattended for days.
That's been ignored completely. This is people who vacuum around
the mushroom.
A growing organic mushroom.
Do you think the maid staff roots for it?
Oh my God.
We're going to go to room 503 and look for the, I'm sorry, 105.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in a hotel.
That's right.
No wonder it stunk. Yeah. I don't know if it was the wood. It was probably just
everything. It was everything. But Mike, that's...
Did you at least give the hotel staff... This to me is a free weekend.
There will be a, but you know what? There will be a letter written. I just want it out at that point. I'm going to write a letter.
You could have gotten your room for free. I have this little photograph here, and this photograph is going to go worldwide.
But
if you do not credit me, you have mushrooms. Your hotel, mushrooms on the floor. Imagine the neglect that has to happen. To have a fungus growing out of the bottom of where, and what do they keep in the refrigerator? Is there where people keep food and beverages?
Yeah, well, Mike, they have other pizza toppings in the fridge.
It's disgusting. I cannot believe.
But that's
how, and by the way, the side of the refrigerator.
Oh, don't even start. Don't even
that's
start.
That's never been attended to.
Never been.
This place has never been clean. Did you see in your entire weekend there, did you see any evidence of the cleaning staff?
Well, there was one moment when the cleaning staff knocked and I opened the door and she didn't have any cleaning supplies with her. It was just a lady. And I said, we're going to be out of here in about a half hour. She said, that's cool. So,
wow.
I guess she has to come in and check on the mushroom.
So gross.
But Mike,
so gross.
I want to say congratulations to the entire Chubbuck family and thank you for including me on their big weekend.
How'd everybody get along? Everybody get along okay, if you know what I mean? That other thing we talked about on the bonus show?
It was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was very cool.
Everybody happy?
Well, I mean, if you have beer before you say the vows, everyone's happy.
Hey, I give them a salute for that.
Amen, brother.
I might do that when my kids get married. That's a good idea.
Do it.
I have to pay for it. We'll take a break and come back with the dumpster right after this.
Give me a beat.
I'm Jim Amato.
Matt Preisner.
Steph Baker.
I'm Robin Ferguson.
Dirk Vastrick.
I'm Chris Pontani.
Robert Wood.
I'm Nancy
Robert
Baron.
Wood.
This is Rhonda Ware.
I'm Kaylee Harner.
This is Linda Herb.
This is Twitch.
Stephanie Larson.
I'm Adam Sternberg.
I'm Paula Christine.
Join the party. Become a P1 listener of the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to the show every day on the TMOS app, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, or Spotify. You can also watch the show live on the TMOS YouTube channel or on Facebook Live. No matter where you're listening, TMOS is there. Subscribe to the Friday Bonus Show and be a part of the club. All in TMOS Nation.
We are a part of America Nation.
Oh, you know, Mike, I didn't mention the appetizers they had.
Oh.
Stuffed mushrooms.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
By the way, in that last promo, it sounds like Twitch was sucking back a couple of wild turkeys before he did it.
You know, I think sometimes he does, and God bless him.
We all know this school year is going to be different. You might even be schooling from home.
True.
And as parents, it can be time-consuming to give your kids the extra help they might need. So here's a bit of help. KiwiCo can deliver a science fair project or an art class right to your door. Hands-on education you're going to love. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. Michael loved building his own kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Everything from sailing the solar system. He also loved his sun, earth, and moon lantern to engineering a drip irrigation system. Do your part to encourage your children to be innovative and creative thinkers. There's no commitment, and you can pause or cancel anytime. And the best part? Watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Let's see if they're any mushrooms in the
dumpster today. But someone's visiting.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, thanking you for joining us and reminding you, if you're involved in a dispute such as this with another party and you just can't seem to work it out, don't take the law into your own hands. You take him to court.
Mike, he's still alive.
Is he still with us?
He's just visiting the dumpster.
That's wonderful. You wouldn't happen to know how old Llewellyn is, would you?
He's 126 years old. No, I think he's closing in on 90. I'd have to double check. Pony, can you Google the age of Doug Llewellyn, please?
Okay.
LLEN. Okay. The Ravens had a stunning victory last night. Did you happen to at least see the replay this morning?
Benny Bye, early to bed last night. They wiped me out. Those Emmys wiped me out. And to be honest with you, after my little Thursday excursion into the world of football, F you, the New York Giants. Hey, for you Washington football team people, I know that your joy is my sorrow, but I just really ignored football over the weekend. Well, to a degree. I watched some games.
I know is that all the Chiefs had to do was kick a field goal to win it with like a minute 20 left. And guess what happened? They couldn't do it.
Because I didn't even see it.
Second down and three.
Ball's out.
Oh, the ball is out. He lost it. The Ravens all around it. Who has it? Baltimore. Oh, boy.
Al says, oh, boy. I say, oh, way. Here we go. The rookie's got it. Holy smokes. What a game.
So the Ravens win 36-35.
Now, you want to know why Chris Collinsworth is hated in certain markets?
Because he sounds
right
like
now,
that.
Every Chiefs fan that hears that, I say, oh, way, I've got a full erection right now. Yay. And all the Chiefs fans are going, we want him dead. We want Chris Collinsworth dead.
Chris Collinsworth is the mushroom in the NFL hotel room.
Yes, next to the uncleaned refrigerator.
Mike, have you ever heard of Carenco, Louisiana?
Not had the pleasure. No, never heard of it. Really.
It's down there in Louisiana, and they've got a Walmart, and they've got an employee named Beth. And Beth is dissatisfied with the way the Walmart is being run, so she quits. But she doesn't just quit.
Okay.
She does it with a bit of style. She does it over the PA system.
Attention, Walmart shoppers and associates. My name is Beth from Electronics. I've been working at Walmart for almost 5 years, and I can say that everyone here is overworked and underpaid. We're told that we're replaceable. This company treats their elderly associates like to Jared, our store manager, you're a pervert. Greta and Kathy, I hope you don't speak to your families the way you speak to us. Manage it and this job. I quit.
But Mike, the price
good for her.
The prices can't be beat.
You know, it's a crime, man. I don't want to get heavy, but it is a crime. You know, give these people a living, for
God's
sakes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They bust their ass for you.
Mm-hmm. And I bet they do say that. You know, hey, if you don't want the job, somebody's going to come by in 5 minutes and take it. And their standards are so low. How about we have a little competition for some of these jobs? Seriously, why not? To have somebody who'd be good at what they do, make those stores better.
I want to know why the manager is a pervert.
Yeah. Hey, with a body like that, you could go places.
All right. This is becoming epidemic. I don't know if we've discussed it on the show, even in passing, that as of this weekend, there are still zebras on the loose in PG County up here. Someone from a private zoo. And Mike, you would have loved this. On Saturday, Channel 4 sent out reporter Pat Collins to look for the zebras.
He's still doing it?
Mike, they sent him out with a butterfly net.
Pat Collins has got to be like 85.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. But he was doing it. Okay. But Mike, this is this weekend in Wisconsin. A trash man sees escaped zebras on the side of the road.
There's literally zebras walking down the road. I'm not even kidding. What in the actual?
Sounds like Seth Rogen.
I'm on an African safari in a garbage truck. Good
sounds like
Lord.
Jimmy.
Hey, what are the zebras?
There's zebras walking down the road. I'm Jimmy Cerrito. I'm in here with Seth Rogen. Look at them. They just don't look like they don't know where they're going.
So Jimmy's selling zebra wings.
Yeah. Zebra wings this weekend at Jimmy's. Right, Jimmy's.
Meanwhile, Mike, in Cope, Colorado, sad, right? They have a phone booth downtown, and it got stolen. I mean, and that's like, that's a big deal in Cope.
We are in Cope, Colorado.
We have about 56 people that reside in the town of Cope. We have a post office. We have two churches.
And no phone booth. That was a significant piece of town history. It's been in here for 50 years.
We would appreciate it if we would ever get it back. It would be fun for us.
The traffic along 36, it's amazing that would stop, you know, all of a sudden come around the block and look at it. It was just kind of a novelty. I mean, it's just sad that somebody would take our little phone booth.
Come on, Mike, let's go around the corner and look at the phone booth.
Well, maybe it was such a novelty that somebody wanted to have it in their home.
in Cope, Colorado.
Was it a working phone booth?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's like exciting. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, then, you know, pick it up and take it.
Yeah. But there's zebras on the road. Where's the phone booth?
Mike, you must be so. It's phone booth night at Jimmy's.
Phone booth night. Yeah, bring in your free phone booth with a zebra and you'll get a free wing platter.
So, Mike, it must be excited when they do a sequel, a long awaited sequel to one of your all time favorite movies.
My name is Julius and I'm your twin brother.
Twins.
Oh, obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
We are not identical twins.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure, pal.
I don't lie. I am your brother.
So, Mike, the new movie is going to be called Triplets. And
it's DeVito and Schwarzenegger.
And Tracy.
All right, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. DeVito, Schwarzenegger. Give me a hint.
He is an African-American funny man. And I will say this, Eddie Murphy was signed to do it, but couldn't. So he dropped out.
So who do you mean? Tracy Morgan?
Exactly. So it's going to be DeVito and Schwarzenegger and Morgan in Triplets. Right. So you must be thrilled.
I just can't wait.
You can take your son to see it in the theater.
Yeah, sure. I never saw the original. Never saw the original.
We played the tapes enough.
Yeah, we played a lot of like small town. My name is Julius and your twin brother.
You see, Mike, the funny thing is that they're twins, but they don't look alike.
Yeah, it's zebras on the road.
Let's close with this. The little girl wants to be helpful, but she's bothered by the way her male dog looks.
Okay.
And no harm came of the dog, but she did have scissors.
Cut these off.
Cut what off?
Those pom things.
Those pom poms?
No.
Ava, those are his balls.
What? Oh no.
Those are his balls. Those are his testicles.
You said you're gonna cut them off.
Yeah, but not with scissors.
Wait, what?
You take them to the vet, and they do a surgery.
Mommy.
I'm your twin brother.
I'm your twin brother. Don't cut them off. Not my balls.
That
please.
Is your digital dumpster. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Yeah,
and
see,
also, women, check those Yelp reviews.
Women do that. They say that when they're going to get an animal neutered. They do that. Hey, where the hell did Oscar go? I mean, I hope he took care of his other friends. You know what I mean?
I saw him walking down the hall with some scissors.
Yeah, sorry. Your Lincoln Project buddies took precedence. It's already asked permission first. That's it. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow with a very special guest.
Yes.
Hey, Jackass fans, we will be joined tomorrow on the show by Steve-O.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is a very courteous emailer, it turns out.
A dream realized when we speak to Steve-O from the Jackass franchise and ask him the important question, how in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, is he still alive after all these years? We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Zebras. Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
How would you like to be told that about your child?
He's minimally exceptional.
Oh, thank God for that.